What is the number one reason people book shows?
Fun.
Absolutely right. It's because they want to have fun. Now, many of you, what would you normally say it would be? Free product. That's always the first answer. Everyone thinks that people book shows because they want to have free product. When in fact, surveys have been proven that people book shows because they want to have fun. And people's idea of fun, especially in this 21st century, is they want to be entertained and educated at the same time. That's people's idea of fun. They want to be entertained and educated at the same time. It also falls into the category of they like you. Okay? So, well, let's go before we get into when does the fun begin. What's the number two reason that people book shows? Free product. The third reason? They're willing to help a friend. All three of those are very powerful reasons. Don't lose sight of those. They want to have fun. They want to be entertained. They want to be educated. They would like to have the free product, and they are willing to help a friend. Now, when does the fun begin? The minute they walk in the door. When does the fun begin for most of you? When you start your show. I had one lady the other day said, when I'm packing up and leaving. I was like, well, there you go. I'd say you need to regroup that show then. Some other people will say, when I'm taking in the money. But most of you will say, when I'm going on. That is when for most of you, that is when your quote-unquote fun begins. It needs to begin the minute they walk in the door. So we're going to look at that and give a little, couple of little examples here. Okay, so I walk up there and I say, hi, my name is Belinda, and you are?
Martha.
Hi, Martha. Is this your first time at a Pampered Chef Kitchen Show?
No, I went to one before.
Have you? Well, great. Martha, you'll be happy to know that we've got some brand new items, and we've got a brand new catalog we'll be able to share with you tonight. So I'm so glad that you could come.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Good. Super. So what's she thinking? Oh, yeah, good. Oh, they got a new catalog. Oh, great. Okay, so go to the next one. Say, hi, my name is Belinda, and you are?
Milena.
Hi there, Milena. Is this your first time at a kitchen show?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great. Well, Milena, you're in for a very special treat tonight. We are going to teach you how to bring fun back in your kitchen. We're going to teach you some great recipes, and we're also going to let you sample some food tonight. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Great, good. Well, I'm so glad you could make it.
Thanks.
Now, what's she thinking?
Oh,
cool. Oh, I get to eat. Oh. Oh, she's nice. I'm glad I
came.
I'm building a rapport. Okay, hi, my name is Belinda, and you are?
Mitzi.
Hi there, Mitzi. Is this your first time at a Pampered Chef Kitchen Show?
No, I've been to several shows
before. Have you? Great.
Yeah.
Then you must have lots of our products.
Oh, yeah, I love them all. They're all
great. Well, Mitzi, have you ever considered doing anything like what I do?
Actually, yeah, I have kind of thought about it a little bit, but I just never have gotten around to getting started.
Well, you know what? Do me a tiny little favor tonight, okay? Just watch me do the show. Mm-hmm. Imagine it's you doing it. And tell me what you think at the end of the night, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. So glad you could come.
Thanks.
Now what's she thinking? She's looking at the show. She came to the show. She's been to several. She owns several of the products. She's thinking, oh, what can I find tonight? What am I going to be able to get? So she's just kind of like, you know, trying to figure it out. And then I say, hey, have you ever considered doing this? And she goes, well, actually, I kind of have. Well, why don't you watch me do this? And some people say no. That doesn't matter what they say. Well, do me a tiny favor tonight. Watch me do the show. Tell me what you think at the end. Imagine it's you doing it and tell me what you think at the end. Now they're looking at it through a totally different set of eyes. They're watching you doing it going, that's not that hard. There's not that much to it. Maybe I could do this. I already own a good majority of the items she's showing. What, you know, this could be something maybe I could do. Where she just came hoping to figure out what she could buy. So you need to plant that with those people that have been to several shows. Now that's how you start making that fun happen right from the beginning. You get out there, you build some rapport, you get people excited, you tell them, oh, you're going to have fun, this is going to be great, we're going to teach you how to bring fun in your kitchen. For the sake of everybody else with any other companies, it's like, oh, you're going to love it tonight, we're going to teach you some great decorating tips, we're going to pamper you tonight, we're going to make your skin feel absolutely wonderful. Oh, great. Well, I'm so glad. I can't wait. This is going to be fun. So you want to lay out there what you're going to be able to do for them. So just kind of build a nice little rapport. For the rest of you, though, you set up your nice table display like this, and you proceed to do what?
Stand
Stand next to it or sit next to it, and you look something like this.
Hi. Hi there. How are you? Hi. And they're thinking to themselves, oh, I wonder how long this is going to take. I wonder if we're going to have to play any games. And you're going, oh, I wonder if she's got any money. So you can eliminate all of this by breaking the ice, by building the rapport, by creating the atmosphere. You are the one that has the power to do that right from the beginning. To make her think, oh, she's nice. This is a nice lady. Oh, I'm glad I came. This is going to be
fun.
Now, the next words out of your mouth are going to be your opening talk. And this is one of the most important things that you're going to say. Now, many of you will put a lot of thought, energy, practice into your presentation. Others of you will put some thought, energy, and practice into your booking talk. Some of the others of you will put some thought, energy, and practice into your recruiting talk. But very few of you really put very much thought or energy into your opening. And it's one of the most important things. Why?
First impressions
is absolutely right. People will decide in the first few moments whether they like you, whether they don't. Whether they're going to book or whether they're not. They'll even decide how much money they're willing to spend that night based on their first impressions of you. So, we're going to talk about that opening talk. Now, when many of you have not thought about what you're going to say, first of all, when men haven't thought about what they're going to say, they'll clear their throats. It's a little nervous, just kind of a little habit. Women add a little high pitch to the end of everything they say. I call it winging it. And it sounds something like this. Hi, my name is Belinda, and I'm going to be your consultant this evening. And I'd really like to thank Mary for having the show. And wing, 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 wing. And that's how you do that opening. What does that sound like? Annoying. It's very annoying. You want that opening talk to be strong. You want it to be powerful. You want it to be like a horse coming out of the gate. You want people to say, oh, I'm glad I came tonight. Oh, this is going to be fun. Yes! So that's what you want that opening talk to represent. And how are you going to do that? So we're going to do maybe another idea of an opening talk. First of all, get your voice strong. If you need to get it down a pitch, get that strong. Practice in the mirror over and over. Hi, my name is Belinda. No. Hi, I'm Belinda. No. Hi, I'm Belinda, and I'm going to be your consultant this evening. Practice that over and over and over till you get the one that's strong, that you like, that you're comfortable with. So I'm going to give you an idea of an opening talk. Hi, my name is Belinda, and I'm going to be your consultant this evening. Quick show of hands. How many of you have never been to a Pampered Chef kitchen show before? Great. Well, let me tell you what, ladies. You are in for a very special treat this evening. We're going to teach you how to bring fun back in the kitchen. We're going to teach you some great recipes that you can make for your family in under 20 minutes. As a matter of fact, you're going to fall in love with so many of our wonderful products. Your biggest dilemma this evening is going to be which ones to choose. And when you find yourself in that situation, the very best way to take care of it is by having your own show and walking away with some of those items absolutely free. We find that half of the people in our audience end up dating their own show. So with that, let's take a moment to get acquainted. That's an opening talk. I will do it again. This is the one where I always get, your faces are like this. This is also where I do my pitch. Rewind. So we're going to do it again. Hi, my name is Belinda. I'll do it in a slower and tell you what we're doing. Hi, my name is Belinda. I'm going to be your consultant this evening. Quick show of hands. How many of you have never been to a blah, blah show before? Then what this does is it gives you an idea of who has not, but it also gives the people in the room the idea of who has and who has not. Like, oh, wow, no one here has ever been to one. Maybe I should have one of these. My friends, maybe I could be the first one in our neighborhood to have one. Or everybody else has been to one here but me. I'm missing the boat. So it does, it's a great seed builder just by saying, quick show of hands, how many of you have never been to a blah, blah show before? Well, let me tell you what, ladies, This is where you hit it. You tell them what they're going to experience. You are in for a very special treat. We are going to. So whatever your company does, this is where you're going to say. You're going to experience this. You're going to have this. You're going to do this. We are going to teach you how to bring fun back in the kitchen. We're going to teach you some simple, easy recipes to make for your family in under 20 minutes. This is where then, you give two lines of maybe what your product would do, what you intend to show that night in your presentation. Then you say, as a matter of fact, you are going to fall in love with so many of our wonderful products, your biggest dilemma is going to be which ones to choose. And when you find yourself in that situation, the very best way to take care of it is by having your own show and walking away with some of those favorite items absolutely free. We find, powerful statement, that half of the people in our audience end up dating their own show. People will write then and say, oh, which half am I in? Oh, I bet I will have one. And then when you pass out the catalogs or as you're showing all the different items and they go, oh, I like that, or oh, I like that too. Oh, she's right, I like it all. I just need to book a show because you've laid it out in the beginning. Now, the next thing you're going to do is you're going to start showing the products. Your main objective at that show is to create desire. One, if you create desire for the products, you're going to get sales. If you make the idea of having a show desirable, you're going to get? And if you make your job desirable, you're going to get?
Recruits.
Absolutely. So your main objective at that show is to create desire. Now, we're probably going to cover a little bit more on this after we come back from the break, but I want to lay the foundation for it right now. And that is, your show is very much like an infomercial. How many of you watch infomercials? Okay, I'd like to encourage the rest of you to start tuning in. Don't tune in with a credit card. Tune in with pen and paper. Okay, tune in with pen and paper. Because you have a huge advantage. At your home show, you have the huge advantage of what?
An audience.
They get to actually experience. They get to touch it. They get to try it. They get to have the whole real life right there up front and personal experience. They don't have that advantage on the TV, do they? But yet they're selling hundreds and thousands of dollars. Actually, billions of dollars is sold via infomercials every single year. What? So how are they doing that? With words. With words, and they're very, very, very specific words. They are great catchphrases. If you tune in and watch the infomercials with pen and paper, you're going to go, oh, there's one, and there's one. Oh, I like that one-liner. It's loaded with one-liners because that's the only thing that they have to grab someone's
attention.
You can go to school on this, I'm telling you.